Hello everyone, hello teacher, hello Charles, I hope you are okay tonight. So in this podcast I will show you my top with the most important albums that influenced my life. For this list I choose the bands that my brothers taught me since I was a little child, and I hope you like. This is the first album. It's Nevermind. And it's the second studio album by the American rock band Nirvana, released on September 24, 1991, by DGC Records, and it was produced by Butch Vig. The album became an unexpected breakout success, largely due to the popularity of his lead single Smells Like Teen Spirit, and also produced three other successful singles like Come As You Are, Lithium, and In Bloom. Nevermind was responsible in part for bringing both alternative rock and grunge music to all mainstream audience, and has been ranked highly on list of the greatest albums of all the time by publications such as Rolling Stone and Time magazine. The Recording Industry Association of America certified the album Diamond at least 10 million copies shipped, and it has sold at least 30 million copies worldwide and 10.6 million souls in the United States. I really like this album. Oh my god, I love that song. And well, the album is Paranoid. Yeah, it's the second album studio by the English rock band Black Sabbath, released in September 1970, and as you know contains several of the band's signature songs, including Iron Man, War Pigs, and well, is often cited as an influential album in the development of heavy metal music. I think that the band is very important for that age. It was of the first bands that made pure heavy metal. I think, I don't know. I really love that band and all his albums, but Paranoid is one of my favorite. So this is the second album. I love listening every song. I really love that. Led Zeppelin. Okay. Led Zeppelin 3 is the third studio album by the English rock band Led Zeppelin, released on October 1970. Like Paranoid, it had more electric style than prior albums, adding folk style songs to their standard hard rock and blues rock repertory. The songs were recorded using the Rolling Stones mobile studio and with the prior album, with all music played by members like Page in guitars, Robert Plant in vocals, John Paul Jones in the bass and keyboards, and John Bonham on the drums. Led Zeppelin, I think that you know, for me is the first band in my life, then Nirvana, then Black Sabbath, but this CD album is so different because the blues and the folk, you know, it was on this age, decade, it was the first time that rock band I think that it was the first time that the music has a change, I don't know how to say it, but I love that album. I need more words and I don't know how to say it. Fuck. But I know you understand me, Charles. So this is Led Zeppelin. And done. Crimson. The album In the Court of the Crimson King is the debut album from the English rock band Crimson, released on October 10, 1979, on Island Records in England. The album is one of the first and most influential of the progressive rock genre, where the band largely departed from. Oh, sorry, I am lost. The blues influences that rock music was founded upon and combined elements of jazz, classical, and symphonic music. I don't know if you know the progressive rock music, but King Crimson has all the songs in the world. Just listen to it. Listen to it. I want that. So weird. I'm sorry, but it's progressive. Well, this is King Crimson, and I hope that this podcast... I know that my English is so bad. I know that maybe you don't understand me, but this is the number 12. I don't know what number is this, but I really tried so far. And I think that this is my boss in a podcast, and I don't like, but this is the task. So thank you for your time. Goodbye, baby. This is Interpol, the album is Turn Off the Bright Lights. It's a debut studio album by American rock band Interpol, released on August 2002. And this was recorded at Tarkin Studios in Connecticut, and was produced, mixed, and engineered by Peter Cates and Gareth Jones. It was released on August 19, on 2002, in the UK, and then in the United States. Upon release, the record peaked at number 101 on the UK album chart. It reached number 158 on the Billboard 200. But the songs PDA, Obstacle One, and Say Hello to the Angels were released as singles, with music videos being shot for all except Say Hello to the Angels. And well, I think that Interpol is one of my favorite bands in the age of 2000. I was a teenager when I listened for the first time to Interpol, and it sounds so different for the other bands. So I love that song, that band. Something different, but it's one of my faves.